I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. President-elect Donald Trump has made a triumphant return to Washington. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Welcome. Thank you.
Here at the White House, an Oval Office handshake.
Donald, congratulations.
Thank you.
President Biden greeting his predecessor turned successor and pledging a smooth transition.
Politics is tough, and it's, many cases, not a very nice world, but it is a nice world today, and I appreciate it very much.
Earlier on Capitol Hill,
the 47th President of the United States.
Trump got a standing ovation from House Republicans.
Isn't it nice to win? It's nice to win.
His visit here to Washington marked a stunning rebound nearly 4 years after Trump left defeated and diminished. Now he and Republicans like House Speaker Mike Johnson are celebrating. Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visited NATO headquarters in Brussels on Wednesday, and he said Israel must do more to address the humanitarian situation in Gaza. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Blinken says he and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin sent a letter to their Israeli counterparts a month ago, urging them to take 15 steps to address the humanitarian situation in Gaza, which included more time between airstrikes.
Short of ending the war, which we believe now is the time to move to that, we have to see these humanitarian steps fully implemented, sustained, and as I said, particularly with regard to pauses, having more extensive pauses.
But the Biden administration said Tuesday that it will not limit weapons transfers to Israel because Israel has made limited progress in increasing the flow of humanitarian aid to Gaza. I'm Donna Warder.
This is VOA News. U.S. and Polish officials have opened a missile defense site that Russia has long protested. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
U.S. and Polish officials inaugurated a NATO missile defense base in northern Poland on Wednesday, with Polish officials welcoming it as a significant boost to the security of the country as well as of the NATO alliance at a time of war in neighboring Ukraine. The U.S. missile defense base, which is being integrated into NATO, was originally planned under President George W. Bush as a way to protect Europe from ballistic threats from Iran. Poland, however, has always seen it as a form of protection in case of Russian aggression, fears that have grown since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Zimbabwe has recorded new cases of cholera several months after declaring the end of an outbreak that killed more than 700 people over an 18-month period. Columbus Mabhunga reports from the capital, Harare.
Zimbabwe confirmed Wednesday that a new outbreak of cholera has been recorded in the district of Karibam on the border with Zambia, where 21 cases have been confirmed and one person dead. The Zimbabwe government declared in August that the 18-month-long cholera outbreak was over after affecting up to 35,000 people and claiming more than 700 lives. Zimbabwe has dealt with cholera outbreaks in the past. Independent health experts like Dr. Norman Matara of Zimbabwe Doctors for Human Rights say the government needs to address the conditions that enable the waterborne disease to spread.
These outbreaks are being caused by a lack of safe drinking water supply and a broken down sanitation system, which leaves residents in densely populated communities surrounded by flowing raw sewer.
He added that those conditions have been chronic over the years in Zimbabwe, contributing to the repeated outbreaks. Columbus Mafunga, VOA News, Harare.
Somalia's breakaway region of Somaliland has held a key presidential election that was delayed for 2 years. Voters waited in lines on Wednesday to cast their ballots, with many telling local media they want a stronger economy and more jobs. More than 1 million people were expected to cast votes at more than 2,000 polling stations, with some 28 international observers spread across the country. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.